That's our show.
Paneloids live stream. Have a good one, guys. Thanks for being here. So I just realized, and I just saved my headphones just now because my headphones and my mic weren't connected. We were just like talking.
Oh, that was
like,
good timing.
Yeah, we were just like talking. I was like, oh, wait, fuck. And like the countdown was going, I was like, oh my God, the headphones aren't on. but yeah. Hey there, comic fans, comic stands, and comic mans. It's Pierre along with Kyle and Jeremiah. We're back with another Paneloids live stream. Tonight, we're diving into some juicy rumors. Yeah, get ready because it's Kyle brought the juice and we're swirling around and it's gonna be hot. Superhero showdowns, plot twists, and more. Buckle up for an exciting ride. We're gonna ride. Dakota. Oh, does he have his own account now, Dakota?
I guess he does. I had to talk to your mother about that later. But thank you for joining us, Dakota.
Everyone Dakota subscribe. Decaf Home of Games. Please subscribe. Thank you.
# Uncle Jay. Okay. All right. We see you, Jeremiah. He's not just the Rivera collection. He's also the Uncle Jay.
Yep.
Guys, we're going to jump into some nerdy news. VFX artist Tara Instinct at what's at? I don't know how to say that. It's the at symbol, guys. You're gonna want to at Taryn Sting. So they remade the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, giving Logan a cowl with white eyes. What do we think?
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure that it looks great. Do we have an image that we're gonna put up or
no? Who's time for that?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna actually clip in the whole video, not the image right now, but we're gonna put the video in the clips, Jeremiah. You know how this works. We do it after the fact.
Okay. So my immediate reaction: wow, that looks great.
Sick. What?
Here, did you see it? Am I the only one?
I did see it. It's clean. I saw it. It's perfect. So. Yeah. I did see a lot of people, not a lot, but a few people hating on it. I'm like you can't make everyone happy. It's just, impossible. No. Like
it is impossible.
It's like, you're finally here. You got the cowl. You got the white eyes. It doesn't look right. I'm like, okay.
Too tall.
It's not even the legit one. It's not the real one.
Yeah, like this person did it for fun.
Right. It looks great. It looks great. And I personally think they are doing that. And they're just giving us like almost raw footage.
Similar to the Thor Ragnarok trailer where Thor looked completely normal, but in the movie his eye was out. And
I think it's one of those situations. I think the scenes that we're getting, his mask isn't on, but I think there's definitely going to be scenes where he looks
they have to do it.
I mean, this is the time. Like, okay, great, he has no sleeves, which is awesome to find that out.
They teased it enough with the Wolverine when he opens up the briefcase and you see the cowl for the first time way back when. What was that? 2009 was the Wolverine?
Yeah, which I think that was more of a Browner.
Yeah, because it was it was the Japan story. So it was the brown suit, quote unquote, would have been the brown suit.
Love the brown suit.
Brown suit, best suit.
I'll
set it.
Yeah.
Command.
Save it for Dakin. I want to see Dagan. I want to see live screen Dagan. It needs to happen.
Why?
Mostly because I want to see the what's that team? They were the Avengers.
The Dark Avengers.
I want to see them.
Dark Avengers also is one of my favorite stories of all time. Top five stories.
I also have the 9.8, so I want it.
Oh, you have a 9.8 of Dark Avengers? I was not aware.
Yeah, I just want to make money off of it. And I think I have it signed. I think it's one of those. So, but here's the thing about me making money off of comics. I don't sell them and I forget about them and then the hype goes away. And
like stocks. So. You treat them like stocks.
Yeah, I just don't have the time or the spreadsheet. Shout out, John.
Hey, I got to show John my spreadsheet for the Rivera collection.
John's spreadsheet.
That's kind of weird.
Hi, John. John's spreadsheet is ridiculous, but I do want to say that John, when you showed off your spreadsheet the other day, the amount of DC you've read makes me sad because it is abysmally low in comparison to especially your Marvel, but everything else.
DC sucks.
He should be reading Valiant, but that's just me. DC doesn't suck.
DC sucks.
Moving on to nerdy news.
It doesn't suck. It's just disorganized is the best way I can put it. It's hard to track. You just make it for no reason.
I didn't do it on purpose.
What happened? When I said disorganized, it's like, oh my God, all lights on Pierre. So he can get all the hate. Moving on, Michael B. Jordan reposted the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. What does that mean? I don't think it means nothing. Anything, to be honest. I think he's just still in the MCU. So,
it'd be cool if there is a like alternate universe where he is just straight up Black Panther, not Killmonger, but Black Panther for a hot second. That'd be cool. Kind of pay homage.
They could be introducing a different
Boseman.
That's a good point. I mean, they could be doing something where like they give us our new, because they're restructuring some of the universe. They might do that.
They're not doing. Us,
they I don't think they're going to make him your Black Panther.
Yeah, they wouldn't disrespect.
Yeah, they're not going to give you. Like yeah, but I think maybe there's something with it. I don't know, but he's also a big fan. I mean, Michael B. Jordan's like a nerd, so he's big into anime. He's big into stuff, so he might just be hyped for this in general. But still kind of keeping up with X-Men. X-Men Airbnb. Kyle, you put this in the notes. There's a question mark on it. Double question mark, actually. So
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the phone number for Jubilee that Marvel posted is a reference to this. You can call a phone number. We'll put it on the screen.
Yep, we're going to do that. Thanks.
And
you work.
And you can call that and Jubilee will talk to you about a possible mansion that you can stay at starting in May. So starting very soon.
But they actually dropped a video, which I don't think you saw.
Oh, they did? I got to watch that then.
So there's a trailer where they walk the house and it's actually painted in a cartoon style. Like they
shell shading?
Yeah.
That's
like
awesome.
And they have like a small danger room and like there's like a sentinel head in the front lawn and the sign. It's pretty cool. It's like a cosplayer's, you know, fantasy to just stay there for a weekend because the picture opportunities.
I just want to fuck in the danger room.
Okay. All right. Now your nephew's still here.
Town? Where they put it? Do you know?
Is it in Westchester?
Oh, that I didn't look at the location because I imagine it's a lot of money. So I just like, that's cool. Next.
Yeah. Probably. Not only that, it's probably going to be impossible to actually.
Also, you know, who's ever renting that is definitely boning in the danger room. Like, there's no way they're not.
He's really on this boning in the danger room thing. I mean, you can't get away from it.
Like, that's a dream for so many people.
I don't know if it is.
It is.
I don't know if that's like the danger. Why the danger room?
Because it can be anywhere.
Yeah. Why not like Wolverine's
Cerebro
head? Yeah.
I would still prefer danger room.
You wear Xavier's thing and you're in a wheelchair. I don't know. Bastion appears, and I'm probably saying it wrong. Bastion appears to be the big bad of X-Men 97. Jeremiah,
I want to come out and say you said it correctly. Good job, Bastion.
Oh,
great job. Who is Bastion? In the comics, Bastion is the like pseudo child of Master Mold and Nimrod. He's basically every mutant boiled down to its finest points, and then he can actually reproduce. And if you caught up on X-Men 97, you would know more of these details because of episode 8. And yes, I did cry with episode 5. You guys said I was going to cry.
It's been overdue for you to have a good cry.
Yeah. But I binged it today thinking we were going to talk about X-Men 97. So I binged it all today. And I pulled a Pierre. I did pull a Pierre after episode 5. I had a good cry. After the end of episode 6, I took a nap because it just...
Wow.
It loathed me to sleep.
So. Episode 6 puts you to sleep. I'm telling you, it does it. It's not. It brings you back to old X-Men 97 where it actually makes you just fall asleep every episode.
Bastion being the big bad is pretty cool. He's got a really cool storyline in Kyle Yost's X-Force, which I believe the name of that storyline was Sex, Drugs, and Violence. Or Sex, Blood, and Violence. It's one of those two.
Can't get away from the sex.
No, but Clayton Crane covers Clayton Crane covers Kyle Yost on writing, right? I believe that's, I'm correct. I could be wrong. John, you can correct me.
For sure.
Yeah, you read Mutants. But yeah, it's a great character and a very easy character to transition into X-Men 97 and keep moving forward, especially with the way that episode 8 lets off. So
episode 8 is this week's episode or last week's episode?
This week's.
So John in the comments, Sir Disney picked up the mutants. Keep this PG. I don't know how they're going to make the mutants PG because if you watch the original 97, it's a little aggressive. John also says, though, I was shocked today when I saw someone in Captain America get thrown through a propeller.
In the Captain America movie? Yeah, that happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, that did happen.
That's not a surprise.
Casually. And no one cared. No one batted an eye. They just kept it moving. They're just like, nope, gone. Oop. Anyways, what were we talking about? You know,
Bastion, X-Men 96.
No, no, no.
Watch it.
I'm saying in Captain America. But anyways, yeah. So Bastion. So I didn't really understand. So Nimrod and who? Like the Sentinels.
All right. So
Master Mold. Right, right. So they made a baby. Is that what happened?
You want me to boil it down for you, Pierre? Bolivar Trask created the Sentinel. He first created Master Mold, and Master Mold then created all the other Sentinels. The Mark IIs, the Mark IIIs, the Mark IVs. Master Mold gets defeated. From the future, Nimrod comes back in time because X-Men has to deal with time travel. Another reason why. Mutants.
And who created Nimrod?
Nimrod, I think, was distantly created by Bastion. I think I could be wrong with that, but I think it was like a fucking paradox thing.
Like who came first, chicken or the egg type deal. Yes. Yeah, I think you're
so
right.
Nimrod
yeah,
came back, gets his ass kicked with the help of Vision, actually. And then Bastion was the best parts of Nimrod, the best parts of Master Mold kind of put together and organically. He's an android, but he can reproduce.
Yeah, that's so weird situation
In his future, everyone is okay because everyone's an android or a mutant. So,
yeah, I read about him and it's still confusing. It's just, I don't know, it's hard to track. Again, it's because of that whole time travel thing where it gets confusing to follow, but especially because the chicken and the egg, like who came first? It's two androids. They had a baby? Like, what? Have babies?
The best android period is either Vision or Victor Mentia. So, that's my opinion. Come at me.
I like it. Germs in the comments. What's up, guys? It's the Goblin Collector. Go follow Goblin Collector on TikTok. He's one of our big fans and we love him.
I have to send you a message later, Goblin Collector. Top secret.
Oh boy.
This chicken came first. What's up, boys? Geek Jose! Mythos in the chat. What's going on? So we did have John comment and he did comment Captain America. And that brings us into our next part in our nerdy news.
Nice segue, Pierre.
Captain America, Brave New World. New suits have been revealed. Sam Wilson's suit has a similar look to Steve Rogers in Captain America. Personally, I'm really thankful because I didn't really like that white suit. I just felt like there were parts of it that they went a little overboard.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be overboard.
The wrong material. It was too puffy.
Yeah.
Finish the note.
New Falcon's costume is green and boring, but looks comic book accurate, except for him not having real wings. I'm very upset about this. I was hoping that he was going to get some real wings.
Oh, right. Because he's like a science project, right?
Yeah, he gets captured and they put real wings surgically into his back. That's how.
Did I miss this storyline? Because the Hector Taurus that I remember that was Falcon had mechanical wings.
No, he has. I don't even. His name's not Hector Taurus. Didn't we figure this out? It was Joaquin Torres last time.
It's a different.
Or you said Joaquin Torres. Someone said something and the name was wrong last time. But
we're messing things up. We should just forget.
Keep going. Moving on. I like the green. Yeah, I like the green. It looks great.
No,
it does. Boring. You're boring.
I'd like it. Okay, so if he's gonna have the wings and they're mechanical, no problem, but I would have liked for him to be captured and then to stab him in the back with those mechanical wings and surgically screw him in.
I would like to see torture in my movie.
Yeah, and like that'd be a good segue. It's like Sam Wilson busts through the door, saves him, and he's just on a table like, help me, and like the wings are like surgically in his back. Anyways, yeah, that's what I would like to see. Moving on to DC news, the next Batman Arkham game is a MetaQuest exclusive, developed by the same people that did the Iron Man VR, and that's Studio Camouflage. Batman Arkham Shadow to release later in 2024.
Has anyone played the Iron Man VR? I didn't know there was an Iron Man VR game.
I've seen
it. I saw clips. Yeah, it looks good. I don't know.
Comic Talk's going to be real excited about this. He's a big Arkham fan. He's going to now be a VR nut over this. Comic Talk on TikTok.
To VR once, and there was a point in the game where she couldn't move, and someone had to come over and push her. Because we were going up this like side of the building, and it was too much for her. She couldn't go on the ramp. Like literally someone from the place had to come and like guide her up the wall.
Oh, you went to like a legit VR place.
Yes. A place in Syracuse has this like beautiful facility. It's a 30-foot by 30-foot box, essentially, that you're in. And
that's a real
completely one. Immersed. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really cool. The problem is only one like set can play at a time. So if you're not there right when it's like around, then yeah.
But yeah, the VR games, I don't know. Like I have a MetaQuest and it's just, it's fun, but like, I don't know, if it's not fully immersive, it doesn't feel right. And especially for like a game like Iron Man or Batman, you like you need, what was that?
The treadmill. So like you can buy this like $1,500 treadmill and it's like a bowl. And as you wear special shoes and you can just run in place. Like it has a bar.
That makes sense.
It lets you run in place. But like Skyrim VR, like there's a TikToker, she does like a weight loss thing and she streams every day live using the treadmill and she does Skyrim all the time. It's cool. Like she's just running around and the faster she runs, the faster she moves.
The fact of doing that in an Elder Scrolls game is ridiculous in like the best way.
But what's Batman going to be? If Batman has that capability to add the treadmill, that'd be cool. Now, if you're pointing and clicking and then going up and swinging to punch somebody, the point and click is going to take me out of the swinging on somebody.
Fair enough. I would love it if like you're like pounding on someone and you just keep doing it because you want them to die, but they won't die because you're Batman.
Right. You can't do it.
So there's a drunk bar game, right? Like it's drunk bar fight and you just run in and all it is, you're not clicking anything. You just, anything you do with your fists, it like tracks. So, and you don't actually have to use the controllers at all. You can actually, it'll register your fingers and your hands.
So that's like AR.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's like AR.
Yeah. So it'll register. All you need is really the head unit. I have two of them if you want one, Kyle.
When Batman comes out, I'll be requesting.
Just, literally just sitting there. I just have two of them. I got it at work. But yeah, we're moving on to collection acquisition. We got kitty covers.
Kitty covers. All right. So this was a internet rabbit hole that I went down. And I did not expect it to happen the way that it did, but it happened. So about 10 years ago, long time ago, Valiant released kitty cosplay covers. And it's a bunch of cats dressed up as Valiant characters, and they were variant covers. Now there's a great Instagram cat cosplay. Same people who did the Valiant covers. They put out some amazing stuff. They just did a Fallout one. But I fell down in a rabbit hole, and I wanted to see if I could get a specific issue signed by the cat. I wanted to see if I could get the cat's paw print on the comic.
So this was your idea?
This was my idea. I thought it'd be funny or cool just to have a signed comic with the cat, because Valiant's my favorite company and Shadowman's my favorite character, and they had an exclusive Shadowman cover. And so she was so nice and obliged, but she actually sent me every one of the Valiant cat covers. Like this one is actually super rare. No, not that one. The Life of Toya Harada. This one's like super rare, and I got a signed by the cat. So they are all signed with a paw print.
So I hate to ask this question. It's signed by the cat.
Yes. Is it the same cat? Yes, it is.
And it's the same cat.
Same exact cat.
Because you said they came out 10 years ago. I got a little nervous.
They did. But the cat was super young. I think the cat's only like 1 year old or maybe two with this. And it's still the same cat being posted. She's got two. The morbid part of my brain, unfortunately, there is one that has two of them cosplaying on it. And it's only signed by one. So I don't know.
No. Like, stop.
I don't know, but I love these. Cat cosplay, give them a follow on Instagram.
That's really cool.
And yeah, it's just a fun little thing. I have signed cat comics now, and
are you gonna send them to CGC?
You know, I should send one of them to CGC, see what they do with the verification. You fucking verify this bitch. The second collection acquisition bit that I had, there was a local show to where I live, Ithacon. It was its 47th year doing Ithacon, and their guest of honor was Walt Simonson. And so I decided I was going to try to get a Walt sketch in my Book of Geomancer. And the Walt sketch I got was a very specific character. So Walt Simonson's first ever published work was actually in Magnus Robot Fighter number 10. It was a fan art submission. He actually signed the fan art submission on the inside, old school style, with a ballpoint pen. And so I asked him to do the villain in Magnus Robot Fighter, H8. And so it is a very basic drawing, but I got a Walt Simonson original in my BOG. So all the money goes.
You can summon.
Yes.
Take over the world.
All the money went to the Hero Initiative, which is great. I asked him a funny question. I was the first one in line, and I asked him, like, why doesn't he ever sell any of his original artwork? He's never sold. Well, he's sold a handful of pages in the 70 years he's been doing comic art. He's sold a handful of pages, and I asked him why he doesn't sell any original art, and he says because it pisses the fans the fuck off. So
good. Yeah. Good for him. John in the chat, imagine a forgery on that. This is clearly not the same cat. It has two toes. Yeah, imagine you do send a CGC and you're like, no, you have to verify this, and they go to verify it and it really isn't that cat. It's like, oh.
I'd be a little sad, but
it's like a stamper they just bought.
It, like, there's a difference in some of the paw prints, so they had to have like actually like done something. It's definitely not a generic ass stamp, but I thought it was cool. So
give me credit for that one. Would not have thought of that and watch that become a thing now.
I warned them, like, I posted it, like, I'm sorry if you get an influx of like, I wanted one book and they sent me all the books. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I wonder if like it was easy to clean like their paws afterwards, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of like, pet safe.
Like they have to chase a cat. They have to chase a cat and it's just like stamping the whole house.
So when this issue came out, actually, this was a Emerald City Comic Con exclusive. The cat actually went to the convention and everyone said that the cat was the most chilled cat ever. Like, he was fine being handled. He was fine around a bunch of people. He just kind of stayed at the booth. So he could just be the chillest cat ever.
He's just used to being a celebrity at this point.
Yeah.
Doesn't faze him. So we're moving on to Read It, Watched It, Played It. Kyle, you watched something.
I watched a trailer. I watched the trailer. It's really a teaser. It's like 10 seconds long, if I'm being honest. It might not have been worth talking about. But season 2 of My Adventures with Superman, May 25th. So a little teaser came out. We're getting Supergirl.
Let's go.
Getting Supergirl. They've acknowledged that Lex Luthor is Lex. There's more Deathstroke, and they kind of show an infant, so I'm curious, like, if they're going to give a whole Supergirl backstory, like maybe she has like her whole episode or something.
That'd be cool.
So we'll see.
Maybe a backdoor pilot.
Maybe. Ooh, maybe. But yeah, I'm excited for that one. It's
can we skip ahead just slightly to of the ones that is lower? Because I also watched the next thing that I just moved up the list. What the fuck? The Funko Fusion trailer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you see it up here?
I did, yeah.
The amount of licenses.
Yeah. Well, they already own them, right?
No, it's like Lego. They're licensed.
Right, so but they
it's like have Lego, them though.
To make but yeah. They have them to make products, not to make a video game. That's a whole nother ball game. Like,
imagine there's a loophole in their contract. It's like, you never said we couldn't make a game.
So can I do my fun fact of the day about Funko?
Again.
So Funko, Marvel, Pop are all bobblehead because Hasbro still has the license in perpetuity to make vinyl figures. So all of Marvel's Funko Pops are bobbleheads and the rest of the line are just vinyl figures. DC, any other line is just vinyl versus Marvel has to be bobbleheads. Is your fun fact.
You told me this one before and you're the only reason I would know this. And hot take, I don't like the bobbleheads.
I don't either. Like, he doesn't bobble anymore. You're like, I blocked him. But yeah.
So. Well, they don't bobble if they're in the box.
And they don't breathe if they're in the box. They suffocate and die.
Giant
the She-Hulk?
didn't I get you that?
You did. She's been sitting there watching me ever since.
Yeah, we had a thing going for a while where we were just getting each other giant things. And I kept my theme with green. I got him a giant Green Lantern vintage doll. I got him that She-Hulk and then a Pickle Rick, I think. Wasn't that a thing? I don't know if I got you the Pickle Rick. Maybe I got you the She-Hulk instead.
I think my largest was the Pikachu outfit.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. It was a hit at parties.
Yeah, that was the largest.
A lot of pictures. Everyone was so excited to see a Pikachu run into a party.
That is one skinny Pikachu.
No, it was it was inflatable.
So oh, okay.
Like a perfectly sized, but well, I guess not perfectly sized, right? It was like human sized running around. But yeah, it was good. continuing with our watch it, I finally watched Dragon Ball Super Superhero. So I don't know if you watched it. It was, I think it was $15 on Amazon Prime for the longest. Finally, it was like $4. I think it was $3.49 or $3.80. I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll just buy it. I'm done waiting. Like, it literally, like, I've been just waiting for it to just go free because I didn't want to spend the money on it. So I just watched it, and it was pretty good. It wasn't bad. I really like the new animation, like, that they're using. I almost said anime. The new animation that they're using is more like up to times, and it kind of feels something that would go on par with like Jujutsu Kaisen or like any of the new animes that we like in terms of like the art style. It just wasn't as graphic or dark, which I feel like now I'm more used to, more liking like that darker, bloodier anime. So, and I know Dragon Ball is never really going to be that, but it's still cool. You know, it's like a My Hero Academia still, like, you can still appreciate and enjoy it. So a lot of fight scenes were like really cool. But yeah, general storyline was all right, but you got to see some cool transformations. So, and then we have a new Dragon Ball show coming out. So
isn't he young again? Into
that. Yeah. So I don't know if it kind of follows GT's storyline where like someone wishes to make them smaller again. And so they still have all the memories, all their powers. Well, I don't know about the powers, but definitely all the memories of everything that happened, but they're just smaller. They're just young again. So him, Vegeta, which
is going to be called Dragon Ball Super Duper Superhero?
No. I think it's like Dragon Ball Daima or something like that. But yeah, so Goku's small, Vegeta's small, and they're all just like running around again. So, but this is different to GT because in GT it was just Goku that was small, and this one, they're all small running around. So
wasn't it like in the future in GT?
GT was still, yeah, it was like after all the events. Now it's, they're older, he gets turned into a little kid, and he starts again fighting everybody. But
being a little pervert
again, the whole crew is young, and I guess they're doing all their adventures again. And it's just a cop out, in my opinion. It's just a cop out to like start stories again, because it's like, where do you go from here? We've killed him so many times, we've given all these different color hairstyles. Like, what do we, what else can we do? Which is fine. I honestly, I like a little bit more Dragon Ball content, and this movie gave me hope that it could be a cool show to at least watch for the art and animation. But yeah, that was my take on it. I would give the movie like a 5 or a 4. Like, it's not a great movie, but just it was cool.
That's so low for beer. It's super low.
Real, so it's probably really a 1.
I'll give it a 6. Go to 6. A 4 felt too low. That was like a slap in the face, because She-Hulk was like a 4.
All right, now. All right. So the next one is Ultimate Black Panther 1 and 2, because they showed up on the app. I read them.
Already?
I did. Wow. I read them. And I don't know if you realize this, Pierre, it's actually written by our friend Brian Edward Hill, the first interview I ever did that I did by myself, and did a really bad job. And he also writes the new Blade, which is really good, which I'm also behind on because of the app. Anyway, you know, maybe we'll get him.
What do you think of it?
Redeem myself. I liked it. The only complaint I have, which is not against the book itself, is that it doesn't feel as tied to the maker. Like, yes, they reference, but it's not as like everything that's happening in it isn't as because of the maker. It's like it feels less ultimate. And I don't, that's probably the direction they were forced to go, because they're trying to establish this first. But the fact that Storm is in a Black Panther comic, because I missed the boat when they were together, and I found out that they were together when they already got divorced. So the fact that I'm experiencing this,
you can go back and experience that relationship again. No, if you want.
It's done. I already know. Once I know things, that's the problem. It's done. So I'm excited to see this. And I know Brian Edward Hill is very good. So for him to do his take on that possibility of relationship, because they're kind of hinting towards it, you know, spoiler, I like it. I'm definitely, I mean, I intend to read all of Ultimate, and like Peter Parker being our age is definitely cool, but like this is kind of cool because it does feel like its own thing. But that's my one complaint, is I want more maker, but I also want the world to be established. So maybe it's not really a complaint, maybe it's just I'm being impatient. It's the problem.
Yeah.
No one's ever accused me of that, Kyle.
I liked it. I've never followed Black Panther, so like I don't know. You know, like
he had a great run as Daredevil. American Panther took over the numbering for Man Without Fear. He became Man Without Fear.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
cool. Was a good run. Francisco Francavilla covers.
I think that was a fun fact.
I don't know, isn't it bad luck to take a shot of water Like, it's not a toast, right? We're taking a shot like a game. So water's fine.
Water's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm drinking apple juice, so it's okay.
Pierre, you watched Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1.
Yeah. Okay, so we have this whole thing, right, where I fall asleep during things.
Did it again?
No, it didn't. It didn't make it. I didn't pass the sleep test. I fell asleep like halfway in. All right, so generally, it was cool. It was a good movie. It just was hard to like follow, and I think that's the general complaint with it, is like I guess they threw in flashbacks, flash forwards. Like, it was like a bunch of like extra little scenes, and he was like going from world to world, and like it was just a little much, and they weren't really like, it wasn't organized well. So at times it just felt kind of like confusing, but like it was a good movie. Like, it was cool. They had a lot of like Elseworlds. They had a lot of different like things, well, different
all the universes that, coming together. Yeah.
yeah. So like they had like the universes coming together, where it was like Dick Grayson came up to Batman, but I think it was like New 52 Batman, where like he didn't have Dick Grayson yet. So like he was like, oh, do you know who I am? He's like, you're one of the Graysons, or like he didn't know who he was, but like once Dick Grayson said who he was like, oh, you're one of the Graysons, da, da, da. And like he's like, yeah, you took me in after my parents died and whatever. And he was like, that sounds completely irresponsible. So like that was funny. And then Robin's like, oh, you know, I have someone who wants to meet you. And he introduced that Batman to his daughter. What's his daughter's name? The Huntress?
Well, so I don't know that version of Huntress's name. Is it still Helena?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's Helena.
His kid with Catwoman, I think.
You're right.
That Huntress. It's Earth 2, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's good, like, job, I guess, huh? Their Batman's been do you know the comic book? Do you know the number? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Do you know what cover that book was?
New 52, Earth 2, issue, I don't remember. I think that might have been 4, because 4 or 5 they did like a mini reboot.
You're right, and it's 4.
It's 4?
Yeah. It's 4.
Because I remember the first 3 were like, it's alright, and then 4 was like, holy crap. Yeah. They completely changed routes, and it's so much better.
So that was cool to see them all gather together. They even had Aquaman with the hook, and they're like, oh,
Hurricane Aquaman.
They're like, what happened to you? And you know, he says his earth was like completely engulfed by water and whatever. So but yeah, no, it was generally cool, mostly for that. And I don't guess part 2's not out, right?
Nope,
not I was yet. Looking for it. Yeah, right, okay. Because Kyle, then, you mentioned Batman Beyond being in it. I don't think he's in it yet.
No,
if he's gonna be in it at all.
I saw the clip. He flies in awkwardly. Not a fan of how he landed.
So you got to get that on DVD or Blu-ray, right?
Moving on.
Kyle, you watched something else. I actually know you read something else. What did you read? So,
I'm starting to catch up on Saga and Grimm. Me and Jeremiah went into Global Comics app together, and I decided to use the money we've spent on the subscription to read things I already own and just every box. So yeah, they're great. I'm not going to say anything, but I actually found out from our TikTok friend Phantom, Saga's on a hiatus again.
Yes, but it's almost over.
I didn't know. That's how backed up I am.
Yeah.
But like I went to a panel when it came back and got like an exclusive, like,
yeah, you did.
And he was like, we're so ahead, we're never going on hiatus again. And then I'm catching up, and guess what? I find out he's on hiatus again.
Well, here's the thing. You now have child.
Yes.
You know how difficult it is.
It's fine. You just
over the time Fiona had child. So
I was promised it wouldn't happen again. It happened. But it actually least, doesn't. I'm so far behind. It
at
doesn't.
Least yeah, when exactly. they're taking the breaks, it's after 6 issues. So we get a full story arc before the break. And so I think the break's over next month. I think actually May. We're in May now. So I think we're getting Saga back this month.
So I'll catch up, and then I'll wait for the app to catch up.
There you go. I caught up on X-Men 97 because I thought that's going to be the big fucking discussion today, gentlemen.
You said no, so I didn't do it either.
Well, I'm caught up. I had a good cry. I had a good nap. I like where it's going. I got to see my boy swashbuckling all over the place. And my wife agrees that Nightcrawler is an amazing X-Men. I don't read mutants, but I have favorite mutants, and I've read a lot of mutants. I want that noted. I think that's the confusion that John throws shade at me for, is I don't currently read mutants. I have read lots of mutants, but that's why I don't read mutants now, because no thank you.
Well, you're going to have to, because we're still trying to work out an agreement with a special guest, and they require that you read their X-Men book. So.
I will read their X-Men book. I'll read their Hello Darkness all day, because they're in Hello Darkness.
I'm ready to jump back into X-Men because I've gave it a long hiatus. But
Rogue is done. Now's the time. Rogue's going to be in charge.
I couldn't jump in after that. Like, Krakoa happened, and then it was like, where? I'm not jumping in here. Like, I have no idea what's happening. Like, this is too much. Like, it's.
I'm going to make a TikTok soon of explaining why I don't read mutants anymore. I'm going to need a whiteboard. It's coming. I'm going to tag you, John. It's coming.
So I'm excited to jump into all these X-Men books coming out. And Jeremiah, as far as X-Men 97, we'll have to talk about the finale next week. But for now, you have to keep comments to yourself. Maybe you can make a TikTok about it later on.
Maybe. Moving on to rumors.
Rumors, baby. Darkclaw to cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine. That's right. You heard it here first. Darkclaw. Do you know who Darkclaw is? Darkclaw.
I want you to I want you to say the name of the company.
Damn it. You can't put me on a spot. I could have said it.
No, I want Pierre to say it.
Okay, good. I'm clean. I'm done doing it.
Boom? No, it's not Boom.
Oh, he doesn't even know. Forget the pronunciation.
You don't even know?
No.
Kyle, do you know?
Omega.
Amalgam. It's amalgamation. Amalgam. It is the universe that DC and Marvel built together.
John says, so are you saying you are an ex-mutant reader?
Very clever.
When I saw this, I peek behind the curtain. We read our show notes together. It's a shared file. We all get to look at it.
We do it together. Good job.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Because there's no fucking way.
So this rumor I made up, but I just thought it'd be cool. Just think about it, right? We're doing some multiversal crap, right? I'm not saying get Christian Bale to become Darkclaw and say hi to Deadpool over. I'm just like, imagine a silhouette and he says something that's like, I'm vengeance bub. Like something.
Can I one-up you?
Sure.
He's gone, but there is a recording of him reading Dark Knight Returns in its entirety. Adam West. Adam West, Darkclaw. Let's go.
See, I just don't know if they would. Like, my thought was like they could get away with without. Like, it would just, you know, yours is like they got to talk to somebody. Mine is like a silhouette you don't really know because it's such a unique costume. Anyway, I made that up. I hope people watch the video because the thumbnail I made was not my best. The next thumbnails, best thumbnails I ever made in my life.
Oh, it's fantastic. We've got so much of the pipeline. Kyle deserves to get paid. So we need to get this channel up to where we can monetize it. And so Kyle can take all the money.
4 digits.
Hit the follow button right now.
Hit the
Deadpool
bell.
Deadpool and more Deadpool Wolverine news. Brie Larson cameo cut out of the movie, also along with She-Hulk. She wants legal action now.
I think hubbub. I think this is bullshit. Nah. I think this is people throwing mud on Brie Larson and Tamara's names. I don't believe there is any like threat for legal action. I think that's stupid. If their cameo got cut, their cameo got cut. There's plenty of cameos that have gotten cut. It's unfortunate. We're gonna see it eventually in the deleted scenes.
I heard Ryan Reynolds is responsible.
Yeah, I mean, he is an executive producer on it, right?
Something, yeah.
So apparently that's the whole thing. If she's not happy with Ryan Reynolds, she wants Marvel to do something about it because that's not fair. But I'm with you. I don't think that's true. But apparently the scene involved her commenting on Wolverine and basically like telling Deadpool, like, where'd you find this guy? And like, I don't know. It just and the point that was made was that like it doesn't really
work
in the movie. That's what like the Ryan Reynolds felt like it didn't make sense for the movie. And there was another scene where She-Hulk and him kind of broke the fourth wall together. But it just
I want to see that because they're the only two characters that do.
And I think they will. I'm with if this rumor is true, I just don't see like it's just unneeded. Like, why do you need them in this?
I mean, they're having everyone. There's fucking Ben Affleck coming back as Batman, apparently. So, I mean, Batman. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming back as Batman for Deadpool Wolverine.
But that's what I'm saying. You're getting all these other characters and now even Darkclaw's in it. So like, how much more do we need? You know?
If we called an amalgam character showing up, I'm gonna be fucking blown away.
If I just make up a rumor that actually goes somewhere and people start posting it as their own rumor, then I'll be okay.
As long as you get credit, right?
No, I don't care. I'm going to ruin everybody's day.
Do you have a Darkclaw comic book?
Yeah.
Is that the number one?
You have it graded, right?
Yeah. It was on display until this one came in. When this one came in the mail, it got bumped.
Do you have both of them or just one?
Just the one.
You got to get the other one now. There's two.
Yeah.
One of the few amalgam characters actually had two issues. Who was his villain?
No idea. It's great. Do you think, how am I going to open it?
It was an amalgamation of Sabretooth and Joker, I believe, was named Cheetah.
That's funny. I didn't even think about how they did that with the villains too.
They did it with everyone. Spider-Boy was Superboy and Spider-Man.
I knew the heroes, but like I didn't think about like the villains. I was like, wait a second. Yeah. Like just now you're like, oh shit. Like because I only think about like the cover heroes. Like
what? I think Red Skull and Lex Luthor were combined.
That sounds right. Yeah. That sounds right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Chris Evans has reportedly signed to return in Avengers Secret Wars.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Not shocked at all. Yeah. How do you not bring him back?
Say that again? What
movies has he done lately? Nothing crazy, right?
Well, no, he just married someone half his age, so he's a little busy.
Not sure why I had to throw that in there.
Why don't you just call him Jerry Seinfeld, huh?
Yeah.
Or the lead singer for Red Hot Chili Peppers, huh?
So he did do a movie recently. He's there doing a movie with The Rock, him and Chris Evans. So
I saw that, and The Rock apparently caught $50 million in fines because he can't show up on time.
Yep. Another hot take. Yeah, we don't know what's going on with that, but apparently no one wants to work with The Rock. He's hard to work with, and he shows up
final boss
7 to 8 hours late. He pisses in bottles around all the set. He just leaves them to save time. I actually, out of all the rumors, I actually do believe that. Like, I can see him just being like, what? Just pissing in his bottle. Just saving some time. Like, doesn't seem too out of place. Josh Brolin will reprise his role as a variant, aka King Thanos in Avengers Secret Wars. Please.
I want to see bearded, crowned King Thanos. I don't want it to be Josh Brolin, but it's going to be. So I'll have to deal with it.
I just want Donny Cates to get the credit he deserves.
Have Hulk on a leash.
That's a really cool idea. And if they throw that in a movie, they should put Donny Cates somewhere in the crowd. Like, he needs to be in the movie.
He should have credited at the end. So
more than that, I want cameo. I want something like
Cosmic
Ghost Rider.
Cosmic Ghost Rider would be nice, but I think there's too much.
You just see him in the background.
Like just a Silver Surfer and then followed by Cosmic Ghost Rider. That'd be dope. I'd be okay with it.
Could lead to something, probably won't.
Yeah, but moving on. You mentioned Silver Surfer. Well, the next thing in the news is Fantastic Four, Jeremiah. Galactus is eating the planets that have the seeds of the Celestials, and that's the main plot. How do you feel about that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Combining the Celestials and Galactus doesn't make full sense. And there's way too... I mean, we're not getting an origin movie, to my knowledge, that they said it's not going to be another origin movie. So obviously the story will be the big bulk of the movie, not explaining who these people are. So I don't see that being a thing. I mean, they haven't touched Celestials since Eternals. They've made zero mention of them. So I would be a very detrimental thing to this film if it was based around Celestials, in my opinion.
Another movie rumor coming up: Blade will lead the Midnight Suns in an upcoming film. The team will include none other than Moon Knight, Scarlet Scarab, Werewolf by Night, Man-Thing, Elsa Bloodstone, Agatha Harkness, Rio Vidal, and Ghost Rider.
I call bullshit right away.
But do you want it?
I want it. Trust me, I want it. I want Midnight Suns probably the most out of any of the movies that is rumored. I would love for Blade to lead the Midnight Suns. This ain't happening, though. Especially, I knew it was fake when you said Agatha. Agatha is not going to be a part of the Midnight Suns.
Yeah, I don't feel...
Because she's a lady?
Because she's a villain.
No, not after her show. She'll be redeemed. Come on. She's still getting her show? They renamed it like 7 times.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm actually excited for it. I think it'll be good. I think it'll like give us a lot, surprisingly. But I don't feel like Scarlet Scarab would actually be on that team, personally. I feel like they set her up just to exist, but not necessarily for that team, you know? Like, it's like, oh, she's there. But, like, I don't think she has to go with Moon Knight everywhere he goes, you know?
Yeah.
At least
I want more of Elsa Bloodstone so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her character is so fucking awesome.
Very. They did a great job with that movie. And I don't know if you guys watched it in color and black and white. But
I did both, yeah.
I definitely. Yeah.
Which was enough. I knew what happened.
Just my favorite thing, because my wife didn't know much about it, and she knew that I was excited to see Man-Thing. I'm always excited to see Man-Thing. And... when Jack says that his friend's name is Ted, I was dying laughing because Ted Williams is Man-Thing's real name. And when she finally sees Man-Thing, what the fuck is that? I said, it's Ted.
It's funny.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that too. And it was better in color, in my opinion. Anyways, Wesley Snipes is reportedly set to return as Blade during the MCU's Multiverse Saga event.
Not happening. Definitely not happening. The man had to have his eyes CG'd open during Blade 3. He's not returning
See it, but I saw the rumor in multiple places.
Yeah.
He's like in his 60s now, and I think he's a curmudgeon. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's a curmudgeon. And is
that is not explained here.
What?
I actually saw a rumor that he's going to be in the Deadpool movie.
When was the last time you saw him in a movie?
Yeah, I can't think of one.
He's like blacklisted his name in Hollywood because he was such a pain in the ass to work with. Like this is all from back. Like people talking about like Blade 3. Like that Blade 3 was the last movie I can think of with Wesley Snipes.
Did he evade he's taxes? That was him, right?
Yes, he evaded taxes. And
that's bad. Don't do that.
He's people. Coming back. Yeah. He might come back. Steven Spielberg, Christopher Nolan, and Jordan Peele are currently top choices right now to direct Spider-Man 4. No way this is true.
No.
This was a super sketchy source.
Nope.
It was like a translated Facebook like new account, but they wrote it very confidently. I was like, can you imagine though?
Yeah, I heard Michael Bay too was in the running.
Yeah, but like think about, especially after Nolan just did Oppenheimer. Can you imagine a Marvel movie from Nolan at this point?
No.
Like,
no.
The vibe.
Unless he does Secret Wars.
I don't think I'd want it. I really don't want Spielberg or Nolan, but Jordan Peele on a project, I'd actually take.
Jordan Peele, Brother Voodoo. Let's go.
That's a good one. Let's start that rumor, and then maybe it'll come true.
Yeah. We're talking to Phantom about this. But a Monica Rambeau film was reportedly in the works, but scrapped due to Marvel's underperforming.
Rambeau.
Sure. It's Rambeau.
It's Rambeau. Monica Rambeau.
No.
Movies definitely say Rambeau.
Rambeau.
Go on.
I'm right.
It's going to be a tribute.
Her story will now continue in other MCU projects. Her film was rumored to be in the X-Men universe.
I want a Monica Rambeau film.
Rambeau.
Yeah, I don't. It's weird because like, there's rumor that she had a movie, then there's rumor that her movie got canceled, and there's rumor that she has a movie in X-Men universe, and there's rumor that she's going to be seen as a cameo, not even like a real. So I don't know what's true. I liked her character a lot, so I kind of hope she gets a movie.
Give her a show.
Something.
Give her a 6-part show. A
strong supporting character in something else.
Yeah, strong supporting character in something else.
At least.
Yeah.
Like, come on, ridiculous.
Yeah. Marvel Studios is reportedly interested in Kiki Palmer for a role in the MCU. Who would you like to see her play? Personally, I saw rumors of them casting her as Rogue.
I saw
that
Storm.
Would be a very interesting take as Rogue. I'd be okay with that. I would want to see that.
I said Storm, and that's just like, good job, guys. But she would be a good Storm.
She would be a good Storm.
Storm would be good, yeah.
I think...
The Rogue, though, threw me off. I was like...
I didn't know who this person was. Yeah. I just looked her up. And I can see her being like a Southern Belle. I could see her being kind of a little lost puppy of sorts that is Rogue. Because if we're going to have Rogue at all, we need to have her in her lost puppy stage at least for a portion of the movie. I'd definitely be okay with her being as Rogue.
Okay with a different take too, just because we have X-Men 97 now. Like, because we have that back in our life, if they didn't do the Southern, okay. Like, you want to do something unique, different than Anna Paquin? Okay.
No, I think it should still be like that Southern accent. Like, it should still give us.
Yeah,
that,
I'm not going to be mad if they should. Like, I'm not going to throw a fit, you know?
I'm trying to think of what other characters I would want her to play.
I feel like that's her character, though. Like, she's like that, like...
It's got to be something
else. No, I'm saying, like, Kiki Palmer... Like, I wouldn't... Who cares about Kiki Palmer? But Rogue needs to still be that Southern Belle. Like, and Gambit. Definitely. Like, that's always a thing. So, if Kiki Palmer is going to play her, it would have to give that type of vibe, you know? And she has, like, the spunk and attitude for it easily. Like, you see her in Nope? Like, that was great. Like, that's what I'm referring... I'm, like, thinking about that. I'm like, she was so good in that, but she would be a great Storm too. I feel like we're not giving her acting chops. Like, she can easily be that serious Storm role, but I also
she could be a goddess.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like the commanding of power, commanding of attention.
Let's move on.
Yeah,
Jeremiah's getting. Let's move on. He's getting too excited.
That's true. Agamotto will appear in Doctor Strange 3. Jeremiah, who is Agamotto?
Oh, you motherfucker.
I put Agumon in the notes.
The most powerful Sorcerer Supreme that's ever existed. Mostly we see him in his Capiral form, his astral form.
My Sorcerer Supreme.
he was killed by Brother Voodoo. So there's another fun fact for you. Go ahead.
Fun fact.
I already
and the Eye of Agamotto is what Doctor Strange uses. It's one of the most important tools in the art of mysticism. So.
That went over my head.
Really?
Completely over my head. I mean, I also can't pronounce spell.
You didn't realize that's what it was this whole time?
Nope.
Even I knew that.
I don't believe you.
I swear. I thought this was just like, oh, get Jeremiah going for this last question.
You're making this up. Let's move on. He's lying to me.
That's it.
This wasn't that hard to figure out. The name's the same. Thanks for joining us. This is a great time, comic book journey that we had. It was amazing. Before you leave, don't forget, hit that follow and subscribe button. It's right over there.
No idea.
There. It's somewhere. But hit that button if you want to stay updated on things that we talk about.
Ring that bell.
Which will probably be a couple days or a week late. If you enjoyed our discussion, be sure to leave us a glowing 5-star review. It only takes you 2 seconds on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, keep reading, keep dreaming, and keep those comic book adventures alive. See you in the next live stream. I hate saying this.
I love that line. That was a really nice line. I enjoyed that.
All right, so
I feel gross.
We should announce some things.
What? You want to announce the big thing?
So if you go to our live panel section, you can see some thumbnails because we are prepping. Things have transpired in the past few hours today, and we have made some plans. So next week, Pierre and I will be interviewing for the second time Zach Kaplan with his new book, Kill All Immortals, from Dark Horse. He also has another graphic novel, Midnight, that he is going to also talk about. So we're going to have a nice traditional live interview next week with Zach Kaplan. We have exactly a week to prepare.
Remind me again, what did he write last time? I know. I just wanted you to say it. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Beyond Real, also very, very good. So we might talk about that a little bit too. Anyway, that is next week. The week after, I don't even know how many trivias we've done. Is it part five? Is it part four?
I don't
know.
I defend my championship.
So Jeremiah's not wearing pants. He's not wearing pants. I just want everyone to know that.
This is where you actually get too excited. So John will be joining us to try and dethrone Jeremiah. If you don't know who John is, this is John. He's been in the comments. He's been here with us all along. 8-bit chic.
8-bit chic. Wisconsin forever.
Wisconsin forever. Okay, so that's you thought we were done there, right? The following week, 3 weeks away. Ben Hennessy, the artist of Godfell, is returning for a part normal episode, part interview, part we're going to somehow figure out how to play Pictionary with him. We are going to go against a published comic book artist and play Pictionary with him on a live stream while he is across the world. We're going to somehow pull this off. He's obviously going to win, but it's going to be really funny. It's going to be really funny to see what we draw versus what he draws. Again, we're figuring out the logistics, but it's happening. So 3 guests back to back to back. It's going to be very exciting. We need to start working.
To join us. Ring the bell. Get notifications.
Yes, that's the most important thing. Be notified. And
if Kyle doesn't sound excited, it's because he has a lot of work to do now.
Yes.
I literally have to come up with questions for next week. I have to prepare and practice my reading skills because I need to read probably 50 trivia questions to you guys and not mess up because then you make fun of me. And then prepare for another interview and figure out the technology side of doing Pictionary over web.
Across an ocean.
You signed up for this.
I did. You're all going to go down in the boat with me.
We need to get this channel up so Kyle can monetize it and make money from this because he puts way too much work into this.
Let me get monetized so I can pay people. That'd be great. Anyway, hugs and kisses, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye now.
Peace out.
Did you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.